This morning, after the baptismal service is over, I hustled as quickly as I could to get back and change because I wanted to hear the testimony that you had. And I got to hear most of it, but I didn't get to hear all of it. But I was thinking about that, and I thought, you know what? We've kind of had a Nehemiah thing going on here. I was Artaxerxes, and you were Nehemiah. A couple of months ago, Tammy came to me. She said, I got this burden that the Lord's laid on my heart, just like Nehemiah had a burden laid on his heart. She said, I really think that this is something we could do. And I said, I'm all for it. Go for it. And she took it upon herself to get all things organized and did a fantastic job, not only in organizing, but amassing help and publicizing and getting everything together. And the Lord abundantly blessed. And we got a huge job done in a very short amount of time. And that was neat. Yeah. And I'll bet after this morning was over, you wanted to go, but there
we're going to miss is being there to watch.
Yeah, well, hold on. One thing that we did this morning, and I want to kind of pick it up again tonight and encourage you to continue to do in this ministry. Jim did it in his prayer. I don't know if you really realized what you were doing. I mean, obviously you knew what you were doing praying, but There's another aspect of this ministry that I think follows in Nehemiah's book here tonight, and I want us to take a look at it. And that is, they were dedicating the wall when it is finished. Now, are you ready, Marv?
Yes.
The first 26 verses detail the priests and the Levites that were involved. I'm skipping them. I want us to start at verse 27. Not that the first 26 verses aren't important, because they are scripture, but it's just the detail of who's involved here, and we don't need to know all these names for tonight's purposes. But it says, at the dedication of the wall. Why did they dedicate the wall? The wall's done. It's built. It's finished. What can they do by dedicating it that's going to make it any better? Yet they felt there was a need to dedicate it. And I came up with this little statement that I thought was good. When people are dedicated to the work of the Lord, when the work is finished, the work needs to be dedicated to the Lord. Dedicated people dedicate works. And here is a work that God did, gave it to the people. And now they are saying, Lord, this belongs to you. This is something that we have done at your impulse, your desire. We are thankful for what you've done for us. We're dedicating this back to your glory. And I want to look at the dedication of this tonight and then draw some parallels to the ministry with Togo Christmas. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem. The first thing that we're going to see is the people or the personnel that were involved in this dedication. In verse 27, we have the Levites. The Levites were people that were involved in the physical aspects of the temple. Drop on down to verse 28, and you will find that the sons of the singers gathered themselves. So they had a musical group there. In verse 30, there were the priests along with the Levites who were involved in the spiritual affairs of the temple. Drop down to verse 31, and they brought up the princes of Judah, the political authorities. They got them in on this. If you'll go all the way down to verse 43, at the end there, it says that, for God made them rejoice with great joy, the wives also and the children. So not only are the big shots involved in this, the wives and the children. Everybody that they could get was involved in the dedication of this wall. Why? Because the wall was for all the people. Whether they had a big responsibility, and I would assume the children had little responsibility in the actual construction of the wall, but I wouldn't doubt that there were some little kids out there doing their whatever they could do. Whether their contribution was great or whether their contribution was small, they were all involved in the dedication. And no matter what we gave to this thing, even if it wasn't monetary, even if it wasn't a matter of time, even if it was only I'm praying for you, we're all involved. Well, then we all need to be involved in the dedication. Notice the second thing, back to verse 27, and that's the provocation of their dedication. It says they, at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness. The word gladness in the Hebrew language goes beyond just having a smile on your face. Wally and I have been talking a lot lately, and we got to experience it here again tonight. The craziness, if you will, of our testimony time. It's a wonderful thing that we can pick on Marv. Because Darlene just pays us all kinds of money. The only way you can get a way with doing that kind of crazy stuff and picking on each other the way we do and having fun is if there is a real love and concern. And consequently, there is a joy of the fellowship. And our worship services, I appreciate your testimony tonight, our worship services should be filled with joy. Oh boy, let's sing Wonderful Grace of Jesus. Yeah. By the way, Blair, that's coming up next month, so you better make sure that you're here that Sunday morning. But there ought to be a lot of joy. When we leave this building, people should say, they're crazy. Good crazy. And that's the idea here. There is one of the interesting things in the New Testament. Paul is talking about the gift of giving, or the exercise of giving, and not only financially, but any aspect of giving. And he says in 2 Corinthians, God loves a cheerful giver. The Greek word that's translated cheerful is hilasterion. We get our English word hilarious from it. God loves a giver that can be hilarious in his giving. And I think that should be the joy of our worship. And the opportunity to build walls or send Christmas gifts to Togo. Let's look at the next thing there in verse 27. Not only did they keep the dedication with gladness, but with thanksgiving. I know it was a lot of work for Tammy. I know she distributed a lot of the work. She had helpers doing that. I know people gave sacrificially. But when it's all said and done, who gets the glory? Where did it all come from? The Lord. The Lord did it. He uses people. But ultimately, every person that God uses because He's blessed. You cannot give something that you don't have. If you have something, you got it ultimately from God. And consequently, in every action of ministry, there is a need for thanksgiving. And here these people, their purpose in dedicating this is to say to the Lord, look, you've done something very special in us and through us, and we want to give thanks. I appreciated Mark's testimony of tonight. He was talking here about getting baptized today, and he said he was so happy to do it for the Lord. Yeah, doing those things for the Lord, that just robs your day of joy, doesn't it? When you do something for the Lord, He's done something for you. And there's cause for thanksgiving. Notice the next thing here is the procedure. Not only did they have gladness with thanksgiving, and with singing, and with cymbals, with psalteries, and with harps, they had music. Music always accompanies worship. Look at both vocal, both instrumental music. Interesting, the old Psalm make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Everyone says, well, that describes my singing. Actually, that's not what's in there, because a few verses later it says, enter in His presence with singing. The joyful noise, I think, is more of a laughter than anything else. But nonetheless, always singing is associated with worship. They had here the sons of the singers. They had those who were professionals, if you will, those who were trained and could lead in the music. But whether the people had a singing voice that was good or not, all could be involved in congregational singing. And that's a wonderful thing. Isn't it interesting that the New Testament in Ephesians 5:18 and Colossians 3 talks about being filled with the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and the result is singing. When people are worshiping the Lord, there's a song in their heart. And here they are. And can you imagine when these kids get these gifts? What do you think they're going to do? First thing, I'll bet you they're going to be singing. Guarantee it, they're going to be singing. But notice the next thing here. They had cymbals and psalteries and harps and the sons, and they got here from all over the place, and the priests came in and the Levites, and in verse 30, they purified themselves. Well, I wonder what they did to purify themselves. Drank Clorox? No, I don't think so. Obviously, it's not talking about a physical purity. It has to be a spiritual purity. And if we're going to worship the Lord, there has to be the purity of the heart. But not only did they purify themselves, but look in verse 30, it says they've purified the people and the gates and the wall. Now, I take it the gates and the wall, they hosed them down, cleaned them up. But everything that's involved in the worship, they said, okay, our God is a God of purity. And therefore, our worship should be a worship of purity. They came with unconfessed, or they came having confessed all their sins. Their heart was pure. Their minds were pure. Their actions were pure. I think it's an honoring thing. We come in here, I'm going to give a little flowers to Steve Croyle. Come in here every time, and this carpet's vacuumed, and the seats are clean, and everything's well. I think that's part of good worship. I think how this building looks is a tribute to God. I think how those things were sent off in that crate and the way it was packed up so that when they get there, they're in decent shape is a matter of worship. It's a matter of purity. And I think that's honoring to the Lord. Well, look what happens. And the next thing we see is the procession here. Verse 31, then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall and appointed two great companies of them that gave thanks, whereof one went on the right hand of the wall toward the dung gate. And he goes on in the verses here to describe all the people that are going on here. And the other half went in the opposite direction, and they literally circled the whole wall coming back to the temple. They covered the whole thing. 107 boxes, did you say, went out? I wonder if everyone would pray for one of those boxes. Now, obviously, you can't say which box it is. But if we had 107 people praying for each one of those boxes on a regular basis, what that might do. Yeah, we can pray for all 107 at once, but pick a box. Pray for it. Lord knows which one. He'll distribute them out. But they covered the whole thing. Their procession. They spread it all out and covered the whole thing. Next thing that we see here is the proclamation. And I find this is really, really interesting. At the end of the passage here, in verse 43, it says this, that for God had made them rejoice with great joy, the wives also, and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. Now, that may be, and I was thinking about this, I know in times like today when it's 90-some degrees out, you don't want to open the windows and ruin the air conditioning. But as it cools down here a little, I kind of thought, well, maybe we should just open these windows and let all the neighbors hear what's going on in here. They might burn us down or something, I don't know. I don't know that it was necessarily that people outside the wall this has reference to. I have a feeling it's people outside the wall that were miles and miles and miles away as testimony of what was going on traveled there. Word gets around. When people are serving the Lord and dedicating their services to the Lord, and people hear of that, and they had great joy. Here's the next thing. I think you prayed about all these different things this morning. Of course, you probably saw my sermon notes, and you were looking at that and said, I better write this. But here's the next thing. You didn't see this because I added this on late this afternoon. The rest of the verses here. Verse 44. And at that time, some were appointed over the chambers of the treasures. They said, okay, we did a work, but this work's got to go on. They dedicated the wall, but now they have to live the rest of their life. That wall is going to service them, and if it's going to service them, they better do something for the Lord inside the confines of those walls to keep up their worship. In fact, that's what the wall was about. Protection for the city so that they could worship their God. So they appointed things over the chambers. They didn't build another wall. They probably said, but what are we going to do to continue this? Well, those children are going to receive those gifts, and they're going to have a fine Christmas day. And December 26th, they're going to throw them all away. No, 27th. I would imagine those kids will have those things, possibly some of those things, for the rest of their lives. And even if they don't have the material things, they will have the memories of what took place. Let's pray every day that there is a continuing work of the ministry that went on in the lives of these kids. That it's not just, oh, we got a gift, that's good, let's move on. We got a gift and there's somebody who cares about us, who's going to love us forever. That was their dedication. And I want to continue that tonight by closing with just another prayer of dedication. Then we'll go home. I think I just heard thunder. Let's pray. Father, what a great day this has been. What an opportunity we have had over these last couple of months. Not building a wall, but collecting a present. The job in many aspects has been just as monumental as what Nehemiah went through hundreds and even thousands of years ago. And you have been as magnanimous today as you were back then. You supplied abundantly. You accomplished in us and through us great, wonderful things. And we just praise you for your provision. We thank you now that this job is complete on our end, at least as far as the mechanical or the material aspects of it go. But we continue to think of these gifts as they're sooner or later getting off to Togo. And we think of these children that will receive them. And Lord, may the gift be that which is used far beyond just the practical value of the gift, the joy that it might bring to a young person with a toy or something along those lines. But may it be used that they might know the love of God. And that these gifts will speak to these children for the rest of their lives. And you will be glorified by it. Father, we again thank you for this great day, for your goodness to us. Lord, as we move on, maybe there's another wall to build somewhere else, another project to take on. But we just rejoice in that which has been accomplished today. Look forward to serving you again when the time comes. In Jesus' name, we give thanks. Amen. You are dismissed.